Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. At Qalam, we are driven by the idea of making Islam accessible to everyone. We are inspired and motivated to do what we do so that each and every single person can have an understanding of their religion. And alhamdulillah, these podcasts that you're listening to are a big part of that. But there's so much more that we are doing here at Qalam in order to achieve that goal and that objective of making Islam accessible to everyone. What I wanted to ask of you is to be a part of that mission. I want you to be our partner in this cause of making Islam accessible to anyone, to everyone, wherever they may be, whatever their background is, wherever they're coming from, whatever they know or they don't know. They have a right to know, they need to know, the beautiful religion of Islam. So help us realize this mission and purpose and become our partner. And you can do that by going to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam, Q-A-L-A-M, supportqalam.com, and become a part of this cause and this mission of bringing the proper and clear understanding of Islam to each and every single person. Jazakumullahu khairan. The khutbah that you're about to listen to was a Friday khutbah, a sermon that I gave about the month of Ramadan and how Ramadan can be an opportunity for redemption. So please go ahead and listen. I hope that it's a source of benefit. Share with family and friends. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله علي الذات عظيم الصفات سميع السمات كبير الشأن جليل القدر رفيع الذكر مطاع الأمر جلي البرهان فخيم الاسم غزيل العلم وسيل حلم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء عميم الإحسان سريع الحساب شديد العقاب أليم العذاب عزيز السلطان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأسود والأحمر المنعوت بشرح الصدر ورفع الذكر وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين وادعوه فإنه مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه one of the companions of the Prophet peace be upon him he narrates and mentions that it was a few days a little while before the approach of the month of Ramadan, not too different than how we're gathered here today. And the Prophet ﷺ addressed, he gathered everyone and he addressed everyone. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said to us, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ The month of Ramadan has come upon you. شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ A very, very blessed month. A month that is full of numerous blessings. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ صِيَامَهُ God has required and mandated, He has required from you, He has mandated upon you to fast during this month. فِيهِ تُفْتَحُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ The gates of paradise are open during this month. وَتُغْلَقُ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ الْجَحِيمِ And the gates of hell are shut, are closed and locked during this month. وَتُغَلُّ فِيهِ الشَّيَاطِينِ That the shayateen, the demons, the troublemakers, they are chained up and locked up and restricted during this month. فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ There is one night, to give you an idea of how blessed this month is, there is just one singular night in this month in which worship is better than 1,000 months of devotion. مَنْ حُرِمَ خَيْرَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمْ. Whoever is deprived of taking advantage of that blessing is truly deprived. The Prophet ﷺ, Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala, says that it's an established practice and tradition of the Prophet ﷺ that whenever the month of Ramadan was approaching, the Prophet ﷺ would begin to talk about this opportunity that was coming. And he would encourage and he would motivate the companions to be excited, to look forward to start making preparations for this blessed month and the opportunity that this month provided. I recited an ayah of the Quran to begin the khutbah. And while obviously it would not, it would be completely appropriate and suitable to just simply talk about the blessings and the virtues of the month of Ramadan here today, but that's something that we have been talking about in the weeks leading up to it, and something we will continue to talk about as we go and approach and begin the month of Ramadan. The specific thing I wanted to talk about, however, related to the month of Ramadan, is that we are human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us as such. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a certain nature, a certain fitrah, a certain inherent nature that Allah instilled within us. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا عَجُولًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us with a nature that while the human being has a lot of potential and is capable of very remarkable things, but at the same time, it is within our nature that we are also faulty creatures. That we have shortcomings and we have faults. We are not perfect creatures by any stretch of the imagination. That is a part of our reality. And it is very important to grasp and to understand that reality. Otherwise, we do nothing but delude ourselves. We live in delusion if we think that we are perfect somehow, incapable of making mistakes, incapable of slipping up or committing errors. But rather, it is important to understand that we will make mistakes. But what is equally important is to at the same time understand our potential, so that we don't resign ourselves simply to our mistakes and accept the fact that we're going to make mistakes, so why bother, why worry? But the balance in the middle, how do you find the balance between two extremes? Whereas you either feel like you make no mistakes, or either you're completely okay with being as terrible as you can be. Where's the balance in the middle? The balance in the middle is recognizing and identifying and connecting with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the cipher. It is the key that unlocks this entire puzzle of human existence. The mercy of God. And that's why Allah speaks about His mercy so frequently within the Qur'an. That is why even when we begin the reading of the Qur'an, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, we invoke the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the opening of the Qur'an, Surah Al-Fatiha, the part of the Qur'an that we recite most frequently, emphasizes the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost and above everything else. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. It's the mercy of Allah that we have to understand. What does the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us understand? The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us understand that when we make mistakes, how do we not just completely give up on ourselves? How do we not just completely resign ourselves to the fact, I'm sinful, I'm a terrible person, I made all these sins, I didn't pray, I didn't give my charity, I have bad relationships, I have this, I have that, I have all these terrible things going on within my life. Why even bother anymore? Let me just continue to just be what I am. I'm a filthy creature and I'm okay with that. How do we not resign ourselves to that fact? The mercy of Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, that's the ayah I recite in the beginning, Ya ibadi, O my slaves, Allah calls on us very lovingly. That's who we are to Allah. That's like me addressing my son by saying, Dear son. That's like me addressing my daughter and calling her my daughter. My beloved, Allah calls to us, Ya ibadi, my beloved slaves. الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. I know that you've messed up. And أَسْرَفُوا, I know that you haven't only messed up, I know that you've messed up a lot. You've made a lot of mistakes. However, Allah is calling on us, talking to us. That's the first sign of love and affection. When I do something wrong, laysa kamithlihi shay, nothing compares to God. But to understand a little bit, to facilitate understanding, let's use an example. That if my child has done something wrong, really terribly wrong, and when I walk into the room and I see my son sitting there and he's done something terribly wrong, I just look away and I just walk away. That tells you how upset I am or how terrible the thing is that he's done. But the fact that if I walk up to him and I say, "Listen, son, please, listen, my love, listen to me," right? Just the fact that I'm addressing him lets him know that I haven't given up on him. I don't hate him, as kids say. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still talking to us. Ya ibadi, my slaves, my beloved creation. Alladhina asrafu anfusihim. I know you messed up. Badly, terribly. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. But never ever despair. Never allow yourself to lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Because it doesn't matter how terrible thing you've done, it doesn't matter how many sins you've accumulated, it doesn't matter how terrible the crime is that you committed, God is greater than anything you could ever do. God's mercy is greater than any crime that you could ever commit. That's why in that hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْ بَلَغَتْ ذُنُوبُكَ عَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ. If you filled up the whole world with your sins, ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي, and then you ask me for forgiveness even once, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ, I have forgiven you. وَلَا أُبَالِي, and it was no big deal. Just like that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah can and will forgive all the sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُرُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is forgiving and merciful. So that saves us from that one extreme of just giving up on ourselves. That no, we have the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can never lose hope in it. And it is so great. It is so remarkable. It is so limitless. Inna rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. It encompasses everything. Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. God pronounced and declared and proclaimed that my mercy supersedes, ghalabat, overcomes my wrath and my anger. So that's how we save ourselves from one extreme of giving up on ourselves. But then how at the same time do we not get to the extreme of just becoming lackadaisical? How do we not just start to become negligent and just pin everything on this idea, the mercy of Allah, mercy of Allah, mercy of Allah. I don't need to worry about anything. Allah will forgive everything. Which is all true in the words of it, but when said with the wrong mindset and the wrong attitude is very problematic. Because now I'm deliberately not praying, I'm deliberately not fasting, I'm deliberately lying and cheating and doing all these terrible things, and I just keep pinning it on the mercy of Allah. The mercy, understanding the true nature of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is still the solution to that problem. Because when you actually sit down and you think and you reflect, and you look at your life, and you see how much Allah has blessed you, reflecting on the blessings of Allah, looking at all the times that God has been benevolent to you, He's been merciful with you, He's been kind to you and generous to you and gracious with you. Looking at all those times, it will instill an attitude of gratitude. It'll make you mindful and aware how good Allah has been to me. And then it's just a simple question of decency, that if Allah's been so good to me, how do I justify being so bad to Him? How can I do this? Allah has been so kind to me, so generous to me. How can I justify this? How can I continue to live my life this way? How can I at least, I can never repay Allah for everything He's given me, how can I at least show some appreciation and gratitude? Well, Allah says, fast. This month, I'm going to fast. Come hell or high water, I'm going to fast. I don't care how difficult it'll be. I don't care how challenging it may be. I'm going to fast. Allah has told me to pray. I'm going to leave everything, drop everything, and stand up and pray. I'll set my alarm and wake up in the early hours of the morning. Even though I'm tired and exhausted and fatigued, then I'm going to pray. I'm exhausted and tired, I'm hungry, but I'm going to pray. I'm busy with work, I can make 5 minutes to pray. Allah's given me so much, How can I not do at least this much? And that's the idea of the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is a month of redemption. We can redeem ourselves during this Ramadan. The Prophet ﷺ told us about so many instances and moments of redemption. Whether the Prophet ﷺ is giving us the example of a man who killed 100 people. But there was still room, there was still hope, there was still a way for that person to redeem himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala folded the earth if it needed to be folded to bring that person closer to his destination because he was willing to redeem himself. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a man walks up to him and he says, I've engaged in some inappropriate behavior. And I'm regretful and remorseful. I need to redeem myself. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wait a minute. The adhan was called. The Prophet ﷺ said, let's go make wudu. Then he said, how do I redeem myself? The Prophet ﷺ said, wait, it's time for prayer. And they prayed together. After the prayer was done, he came to the Prophet ﷺ, how do I redeem myself? He said, أَمَا تَوَضَّعْتَ فَأَحْسَنْتَ الْوُضُوءَ أَمَا صَلَّيْتَ. You did good wudu, you prayed with us. أَمَا صَلَّيْتَ مَعَنَا, you prayed with us. اِذْهَبْ فَقَدَ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. You have redeemed yourself. Redemption is always on the table. So long as we have a breath left in our body. مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغَرْ. Until that final breath does not leave our body, we always have the opportunity to redeem ourselves. The month of Ramadan specifically is historically a powerful, remarkable month of redemption. Some of the very problematic people, some of the greatest of the opposition of the Prophet ﷺ, found their redemption within the month of Ramadan. Whether it was Safwan ibn Umayyah, or Ikrimah ibn Abi Jahl, or Hind bint Utbah, or Abu Sufyan. All these people who spent decades fighting against the Prophet ﷺ, opposing him, warring, struggling against Islam, not for but against Islam. It was Fathu Makkah, the conquest of Makkah, which was in the month of Ramadan, in the 8th year of Hijrah, in which they all found their redemption. They all found their way to Allah. And they all sat in front of the Prophet ﷺ and took the Shahada and accepted Islam. And this is our opportunity here during this month. What we need to remember, what we need to focus on, first and foremost, is spending some time with ourselves, even before the month of Ramadan comes, today. Sitting for a little while and thinking about doing an assessment. Where have I been up until now? What have I done? How have I been living my life up until this point? Number two, understand the opportunity that is the month of Ramadan. The gates of paradise are open. The gates of hell are closed. The mercy of Allah is descending. And resolve to take full advantage and opportunity of that. Number three, understanding what are some of the specific acts and deeds that we can engage in during this Ramadan to take full opportunity of this opportunity for redemption. Number one, of course, at the top of the list, as the Prophet ﷺ said, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ صِيَامَهُ. Number one is fasting. And I know that might not seem like a big deal to mention to many people. Some of us maybe have grown up in a culture, in an environment, in a home where we fasted from very early on within our lives, and it's just a very automatic part of our lives. But there are still many people who still struggle when it comes to fasting. And there's always going to be a conversation. You can go online anywhere and you will without a doubt find a conversation that is going to justify, that's going to give you all types of concessions, that's always going to give you some understanding of, well, you don't have to fast if this is going on or that's going on. There's always justifications. It depends on what you want to do. Now, if somebody is truly sick or truly ill or elderly, that's a different story. But maybe my work is a little bit hard. Maybe my job is a little bit difficult. Maybe I have some exams coming up. If I want somebody to just tell me, hey, you have an excuse, you don't have to fast. They're a dime a dozen. You'll find them anywhere you want them. In real life and on the internet. But remember, you're not transacting with someone. That person's not going to lie in your grave with you. That person's not going to stand on the day of judgment with you. That person's not going to answer for what's in your book of deeds along with you. You have to do all that by yourself. And you have to do that standing in front of Allah. مَا مِنْ رَجُلٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانٍ. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, all of us have to stand and answer God. And there won't be anybody standing alongside of us. So you take your Ramadan seriously. And lastly and finally, the moment that when you make any type of a good intention, you resolve, you are determined to do anything good, challenges will present themselves. Because you've got to prove yourself. And how you respond and how you react to those challenges tells you everything that you need to know. So let us be determined, let us have resolve, let us decide that this is a Ramadan when we reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we fast and we'll pray, we'll read Quran, we'll improve our personal relationships, we'll make things better at home and with our families, we'll give charity, we'll help the poor and the needy. We're going to realize our potential and try to be who we can actually be during this Ramadan. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ni wa iyyakum bil ayati wa dhikri al-hakim. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimin. Fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim.